Track 17. Unit 4. Listening 2. Forest fires. Friend or foe? In this report, we're going to look at how a forest fire is both friend and foe. It's a foe, that is, an enemy, because a forest fire can become a natural disaster. It's a friend, because a forest fire keeps a forest healthy and growing. First, forest fires as natural disasters. A forest fire can sweep through an area quickly and destroy almost everything: homes, trees, buildings, animals, and people. For example, the Black Saturday bushfire in Victoria, Australia, on February 7, 2009, was one of the worst in recorded Australian history. Over 2,000 homes were destroyed, and many people and animals were killed. Many forest fires are accidentally started when someone drops a burning cigarette, or a match, or builds a small fire. Soon that fire gets out of control and starts to spread. Every day, there are hundreds of forest fires all over the world. When a forest fire breaks out, most people think the best response is to get the fire under control and extinguish it as quickly as possible. They know a forest fire can have a terrible impact. They want to preserve people's homes and avoid destruction if possible. Actually, controlling the fire isn't always the best idea. We now know that forest fires play an important role in keeping forests healthy and the ecosystem of a forest in balance. So, turning now to the more surprising idea of fire as friend, what are the benefits of forest fires? There are several. After forest fires clear away dead trees and plants on the floor of the forest, this provides open space for new plants to grow. The new small plants are low to the ground and easy for small animals to get to for food. These new plants also provide more nutrition for animals than older plants. In short, a forest fire is a bit like cleaning a house. The fire clears out the dead wood and plant clutter in the forest. Afterward, it's a healthier place for trees, plants, and animals to live. The fire also makes it safer for the people living nearby, because by removing dead trees and plants, it lowers the risk of hotter, bigger fires in the future. Researchers have found that trees, plants, and insects that live in areas that frequently have many forest fires adapt to these conditions in order to survive. For example, the cork oak tree doesn't burn easily. After a forest fire, the outer part may burn, but the inner part of the cork oak tree is still alive, and the tree continues to live. They've also found that forest fires benefit certain trees, animals, and insects in specific ways. Some trees need fires to spread their seeds. In Australia, there is a tree-like bush called the Banksia bush. When the Banksia bush burns, its cones get scorched, and then the cones open. The seeds are released, and eventually, new trees start to grow. The point is, the cones must get burned a bit before they will open and drop new seeds. Other types of trees, such as pine and oak, also need fire to crack their seeds open in order for the seeds to grow. By doing this, fire helps to maintain the forest. One insect that benefits from fires and has adapted well is the blue beetle. The blue beetle has heat sensors that enable it to detect a forest fire 30 miles, 50 kilometers, away. You might think the beetle would use its heat sensors to avoid the fire, but it does just the opposite. When it senses a fire, it starts flying into the burning area. As soon as the fire finishes burning through the area, the beetle lands and lays its eggs in the fire-burned trees. The beetle knows this wood is an excellent food source for its eggs. Consider this. If the beetle laid its eggs before the fire swept through, the fire would destroy them. We can see here some of the positive outcomes of forest fires, yet they can cause terrible damage. The question is, if we don't extinguish a fire right away, does the destruction outweigh the advantages? This is difficult to say. After a fire, a sequence of events takes place which restores the forest's ecosystem. First, fast-growing plants and grasses start to grow. Then, slower-growing plants emerge. And then, lastly, new trees grow. The first steps happen quickly, but it can take many years for a forest to return to health.